This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm food editor Aaron Bookey, and I host our food podcast at the Dallas Morning News called Eat, Drink, DFW. Each week, we're dropping a segment of the show right here in this feed. If you want to hear the full show and make sure you never miss an episode, then just search for Eat, Drink, DFW wherever you get your podcasts. You'll also find links for it at dallasnews.com/listen. Happy eating! Welcome back, everyone. Be sure to go to dallasnews.com/food after this for information on our show and lots of food and drink stories. And you can always share your thoughts with us at eatdrink@dallasnews.com. Later on, we'll be talking about Valentine's Day, but right now I'm joined by food writers Sarah Blaskovich and Claire Baller to talk about what's trending. So Sarah, I know you recently went on a little road trip and met Reba McEntire. Can you tell us a little bit about how that went?
Yeah, of course. She opened a new restaurant in Atoka, Oklahoma, which is just 2 hours north of Dallas, and is really a simple drive straight up 75, which turns into 69 when you get into Oklahoma. She's from near there and decided that she wanted to help open this restaurant, which truly the townspeople think will change their town forever. Atoka, Oklahoma was struggling. It had a tough time during the pandemic, and she signed on to open this restaurant called Reba's Place, which is a 3-story restaurant in a 100-year-old Masonic temple. And they think that this will bring Dallasites and tourists from Oklahoma and beyond to see a place with the famous Reba McEntire's name on it.
And so what kind of food is it?
The food is mostly Southern. Reba told us that she really likes cornbread and beans and otherwise isn't a huge cook. And so the chef took some of her inspirations and then made an upscale Southern menu. You can also, of course, get a filet. You can get Nashville hot chicken. They had a great banana pudding that I tried. And then at the end of this grand opening event, Reba put on a show and she played the first, call it minute, of 10 songs or so. And It was just the loveliest thing, if I could say. On the second song, she sang Survivor and everybody was crying. And again, this song is only a minute long because she snipped them down so that she could get through a bunch of hits without everybody staying forever. It was so heartwarming. She seems like an incredibly genuine person who loves her hometown, who effortlessly performs. The way she sings is cool to see. I was sitting probably 8 feet from her. And she's just a tiny little red-haired ball of energy and such a bright light.
That's so neat that she's trying to save her hometown or nearby hometown.
There's a lot of like lovely feelings about hometown Oklahoma folks combining forces with Choctaw Nation, because this is Choctaw Nation land, so that they can open a restaurant that will benefit all parties.
That sounded like a great experience and a good little outing for people from Dallas. So Claire, you recently wrote a story that got a lot of interest from diners.
Yeah, this was really just a guide on tipping and how people are expected to tip in 2023. And this is something that I didn't really realize is such a point of confusion still for a lot of diners. I think that's because I myself and you and Sarah as well, we're so up close and personal with the restaurant industry that we follow this closely. But a lot of people have been really confused about how tipping percentages work these days. And if you're supposed to tip on takeout orders and coffee shop orders the same way that you tip at a sit-down restaurant, and how tips play into service charges and things like that. So this really was just a FAQ of sorts on all things tipping and restaurant fees and how to approach all of it.
Claire, did anybody email you and say that they disagreed with the things you said?
There are always those kinds of emails, Sarah. I know you get them a lot too. So yes, but mostly it was frustration of just the way things are with the state of tipping. The fact that restaurants will expect tips on top of service fees, which those function separately from tips. Those are a set percentage that usually go to cover restaurant operating costs and sometimes go back to employees. employees, but they aren't tips. So I got a lot of feedback from diners who were frustrated of the way that restaurants are using fees like that in addition to expecting tipping. So there's just a lot of, I think, frustration with the way all of this works.
I think one of the problems is there's really no standardization in the industry. Like, everyone's just sort of doing whatever, and there's no transparency about what consumers are expected to tip or who is a tipped worker.
Or how a restaurant handles their tips. At some restaurants, that tip that you leave goes directly to the person who was serving you in full. At other restaurants, they use a tip pool. So all tipped employees get money from all the tips that were left that night, and they're distributed amongst everyone based on hours worked and things like that. You don't know those things, though, when you sit down as a diner. You also don't know how much that person is making hourly. In Texas, the minimum wage for a tipped worker is $2.13 an hour. That's pretty standard across the board that most restaurant workers that you're interacting with are making that. But there are exceptions, right? We know of restaurants where people are making $15 or more hourly wages in addition to tips. But you just don't know that when you're sitting down and dining.
For anybody listening, Claire said $2.13 an hour. It bears repeating how little that is. It's shocking for people who don't think about it.
That's the federally set minimum wage as well for restaurant workers. Now, each state can set their own. And Texas is one of several that still keeps that at $2.13 an hour.
The more people I talk to, they do not know that. They're like, wait, what? What are you talking about? What is 213?
When you sit with that and understand just how little that is, that's when you really realize, I mean, just how critical tips are. And so nowadays, the 20% tip is what is standard. And what I heard from restaurant workers was that for takeout orders, 10% or more seems to be what's generally acceptable for takeout orders. That looked a little bit different during the pandemic, right? People were more generously tipping on those orders since all food orders were takeout at that time. But 10 to 15% is what I heard for the sweet spot for takeout.
Yeah, and I liked in your story, it actually made me feel a little bit better. And I think it should make diners feel a little bit better about what the expectations are, especially at coffee shops. And even with the to-go orders, they do the little spinny turnaround of the iPad where it says, it's just going to ask you a couple of questions. And I know that is a thing that really super triggers people. And like 10% is usually not an option on there.
Recently, I think I've even seen more typically now 20% as the minimum, up to 30% listed as options for that. And that puts a lot of pressure on diners. And so I understand why there is frustration.
After reading Claire's story, I realized a behavior that I have been utilizing during the pandemic and afterwards related to tipping. I tend to now pick coffee shops that I like and want to tip at over convenience, because I know who's getting my tips and because I like them.
Right. And especially with how expensive things are these days, I think more people are taking that approach, Sarah, of, okay, you know, I'm going to drop some money on my coffee routine this morning. I'm going to pick a place that I really value and people who I care about over a place that might be a little bit more convenient, a little bit closer to me.
And so moving along, Sarah and Claire both, we have noticed, I think over the last couple of years, there's this bizarre phenomenon of cars driving into bakeries, restaurants, bars, just plowing through their windows.
Terrible.
And like, is this just a Dallas thing? I think a couple more happened just this week, Sarah.
They did. And you can read a story about that on dallasnews.com/food. Sadly, we are more distracted than ever when we're in our cars. And a wacko side news story when it comes to restaurants specifically, right, is that restaurants are closing and diners and restaurant owners in Dallas-Fort Worth have been injured by cars. So it's not just stuff in the middle of the night when a restaurant was not open. That's happened twice at S&D Oyster Company after 2 o'clock in the morning. And thankfully, no one was in there. But it's also happening during business hours. These two incidents last week, one at Myers Garden on Henderson Avenue in Dallas, and one at an Italian restaurant at Preston and Frankfurt in far north Dallas. Both of those, there were people nearby. And at the Italian restaurant, four people were injured. At the bar on Henderson, there was a couple on the patio that were not injured, but completely shaken up to watch a car come barreling at them through a cinder block wall. It's awful. You guys, put down your phones.
Yeah. And so what do we think is the problem here? I've watched a few of the videos and it really just looks like people are hitting the gas instead of a brake.
Veering off of the road. This Myers Garden, for instance, is kind of on a corner. So it's like, did this person take a wrong turn, try to make a U-turn? I don't know the answers to those. Oftentimes, but not all the time, these people are impaired. There's also been incidents, like you said, Aaron, of just hitting the wrong pedal with your foot.
Some of these that we've seen aren't just like a car bumping into the building, right? Maybe kind of breaking a window. Like some of these have been completely inside, like car fully inside the building.
Yes.
Which is wild. I mean, it's just, and it's also sad because any day lost for business is tough for a restaurant, and to have to shut down and reconstruct for something like that is wild.
The other thing that's just kind of odd and tangential is that I think some of them are worried that there's like a reputation problem here. Mm. You know, if a car runs into your restaurant, it probably has nothing to do with the restaurant. But, you know, then all the people on next door start talking about how a car ran into that restaurant. And you wonder if 3 weeks later when that family wants Italian food or wants a beer, do they not pick that place because it was unsafe for 3 minutes on that one day?
Diners are going into restaurants and probably asking for not the window seat. Far back as possible in your restaurant.
Yeah.
At least with the window, you can kind of see it coming. I don't know. Thanks, guys. Stick around. We're going to talk with Michelle Carpenter, chef and owner of Restaurant Beatrice in Oak Cliff.
Eat, Drink, DFW from the Dallas Morning News is made possible by Central Market.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.